Now, the Supreme Court, there's another case, okay? There's a case going on in Washington. And this is a gay marriage case, of course. And the U.S. Supreme Court decided today, just a while ago, just moments ago, really, to intervene for a second time this week in an appeal by gay marriage opponents, by those who are opposed to gay marriage. They claim that public disclosure of their names and addresses could lead to threats, harassment, or intimidation. So here's what's at issue. Whether or not signing a referendum, 138,000 people signed a referendum in support of, quote, traditional marriage. I guess that means where the husbands beat their wives, cheat, and then they divorce. So they support that. Protect Marriage Washington, which is amazing how you can call yourself an organization to protect an institution from people who want to willingly join it. But whatever. Exclusion Marriage Washington is what it should be called, but that doesn't ring, does it? Opposed a law giving gay couples expanded rights and benefits. It said its supporters would be harassed. This is, again, the second time they're claiming that they should be harassed. When is someone just going to say it? You should be harassed. You're a bigot. You're trying to codify your religious beliefs in my constitution. You're violating church and state. You're a seditionist. You're one step short of a traitor. You are trying to oppress otherwise law-abiding, tax-paying Americans. You are not a good person, and you should be harassed. Racist should be harassed, and they are. You'll lose your job if you're one in radio or television. And they should be harassed. And yes, if you're willing to put your name on a petition that says, I am willing to stand up for protecting marriage, then we should know who you are. Who are you? Come to the foreground. Have the debate. Oh, well, I might be harassed. Yes, that's called standing up for your principles. This whole idea of the Supreme Court protecting people from harassment, when our founding fathers who had to sign that document did it under penalty of death. There was no one saying to them that you have the right to not be harassed for your subversive views. Their harassment was hanging. There was no one saying to the whites in the South that wanted equality that they didn't have the right to not be harassed by other whites. They were killed just like the blacks. Civil rights organizers, white civil rights organizers who went to the South to help the African Americans there, were killed just like the others. No one said to them, you don't have the right to not be harassed. Nor did they ask for it. Anyone who demands the right for anonymity when they're trying to fight for civil rights or against civil rights is a coward. You're a coward. These people who support this legislation are cowards, and this shows it. Keep the cameras out of my courtroom. I might be harassed. Keep my name that I signed on this petition out of the public eye. I might be harassed. You are a coward. Either man up or shut up. If you can't stand by your bigotry, then don't turn to the Supreme Court for a remedy. Maybe you should check yourself. Because, yes, you are wrecking yourself with your stupidity and your idiocracy and your banal blather that we've all heard a million times before. It doesn't hold up anymore. And you should be harassed. You know, if a child molester moves into a community, you know where they are. Why? Why? Why do you know where they are? Well, because they've harmed somebody, Carell. Really? Well, I think depriving regular citizens in America of their constitutional right to equal protection and violating their 14th Amendment is a crime. So shouldn't you know where criminals live? Shouldn't you know where people who want to destroy your constitution are? They are subversives. Instead, they want to meet in basements like seditionists afraid to step into the light. They want to sit in basements and condemn and fund and finance, never having to be seen for the bigots and despots that they really, truly are. Well, you know what? I'm out front. I'm here. And I am openly gay. And I take the hits for it. And if you're going to be a bigot that says I should have less benefits than you, then I should know who you are so I can confront you. Because you are trying to deny me of a right in my constitution. You are a seditionist by nature. And you are doing it based on religion, which violates the tenets of my country. Oh, yeah. K. cowards. They're cowards. They're nothing but cowards. That's all they are. Cowards. And I hope everyone looks at them as that. You 138,000 people in Washington, you bunch of lily-livered swabs, you're cowards. Oh, we might be harassed or intimidated by the mean gays. Who's going to harass and intimidate these people? What does the Supreme Court think is going to happen? We're going to grab them and do a makeover? I mean, really, what do they think the queers are going to do to these people? Redecorate their homes? How are you going to be harassed? Your hairdresser will no longer do your hair? I mean, really, what's going to happen to you? The gays aren't known for blowing things up. We're not known for going and killing people who oppose us. That's the other side. You drag us behind, you know, you hang us on fences. You drag us behind cars until we're just torsos and then set us on fire. Not in ancient history, in the last 10 years. So yeah, your side, we should be worried about you. When a president goes on television and says we need a constitutional amendment to protect the gays from getting married, you don't think that sets a tone that's okay to go hurt them? You want to talk about freedom from being harassed? What about my freedom from Pat Robertson harassing me and turning the public against me? What about my freedom from politicians who will openly say I'm an abomination and should be denied rights? What about my right to not be harassed by the very people who are working in my government? Why doesn't the Supreme Court rule on that? Because they're cowards too. At least five of them are. Cowards. So sick of them. Can't wait till they sink into tar pits. 866-995-2735. What a week.